In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, Christ says. The kingdom of heaven is the reign of Christ on earth. So it's not restricted to heaven any more than Christ is stuck in heaven, for wherever the king is, there is his kingdom. So Christ has taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come." And it does. It comes to us when God gives us his Holy Spirit so that we believe his word and lead godly lives. The Spirit does not come in an abstract vacuum, but he comes in concrete means. We call them the word and the sacraments. So we can rightly say the kingdom of God is found in the word and in the sacraments. Christ does not rule from an oval office, he rules from an altar. Christ does not rule by voters' meetings, but he rules by the preaching of his word. So fallen men attack altar and pulpit, since it is by these means that God justifies the sinner. Fallen man is constantly trying to put forward himself and justify himself apart from faith. Sometimes it shows itself with swords, as men try to politically or with violence remove the right teaching of the Word of God and the right administration of the sacraments. That is why we commemorate the Reformation on this day. Dr. Luther was considered an outlaw, which simply means that anyone could have killed him without any repercussions. It was political violence against the gospel. In our day, we do not suffer so much from political oppression or from physical violence, but the kingdom of heaven still suffers violence. Today, it is not physical, but there are still accusations against us that we are unloving, unkind, that we are hateful bigots because we hold fast to the teachings of the Word of God, that we should conform to the society and to the culture around us so more people might come to know Christ. But that is a lie. When we make man the center of our faith, we end up leading man away from Christ and toward himself. So they don't forbid communion, but they empty communion of Christ. They don't forbid the preaching of the Word of God, but they empty the Word of God of Christ to make it simply a law of how you are to live a good and godly life. Thus they turn the Word and sacraments away from gifts of God, away from the way Christ rules this earth, and into nothing more than signs of our love for God. The kingdom of heaven still suffers violence. They are kind, they are pious, they are loving, but they tear the scriptures apart to steal salvation away from Christ and to foist it upon ourselves. They shift the focus from faith to works, from Christ to the works of men. At times, this lie has popped up in the form of indulgences, monasticism, pilgrimages, asceticism, but it also shows up in believers' baptism, decision theology, and contemporary worship, all of which place the focus on you and away from Christ. By these heresies, fallen men try to settle their debt with God and make themselves pleasing to God. Take note that when we speak about ourselves, we are dealing with the law. And Scripture is clear that no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. The law is good. The law is a gift from God and endures forever. God is pleased when we keep the law and walk in his ways, but it does not follow that therefore we are justified. Our works never make us acceptable to God, whether those works happen before conversion or after. Faith alone saves. Our works add nothing. When we speak about good works, we are speaking about the law of how we are to live on this life, not how we get to heaven, not how we are justified before God. We must keep that distinction between how we are saved or justified and how we live on this earth. There is a connection between the two, but very often we can confuse the two, so that the one leads to the other. And we teach salvation by works inadvertently, instead of simply encouraging the believer toward faithful godliness. We cannot leave Christ behind even when we are teaching works. We want to be the focus, but Christ must remain the focus. Our sinful flesh likes to receive praise and admiration, or on the reverse side, it also is not beyond wallowing in self-pity because I have failed to carry out the works of God. Our sinful flesh is trying to direct us toward ourselves so we find certainty of salvation in what we have done or what we have failed to do. Either way, salvation is harmed. So if we want to be the focus, then we need to be hoisted up on a tree. If we want to be the one who makes ourselves pleasing to God, then our blood must flow from our hands and feet and side. The cross reveals what you deserve. The cross reveals the depth of your own sinfulness. Jesus didn't die such a horrific, gruesome death because some people in history were really bad. No, he died that horrific, gruesome death because we are that bad. And every drop of blood was needed to atone for our sins. So look at his lifeless body and you see what your anger, your lust, your unkind words, and your pride has earned. Salvation by works is a fool's errand because it leads only to death and destruction. The kingdom of heaven still suffers violence, as the violent try to take it by their works. And yet the kingdom of heaven still remains. The gospel is still preached, and the sacraments are still rightly administered. Christ did not come down from his cross so that you might take his place. They are your sins. It is your curse. It is your suffering and your death. But it's not you. It's him. It is your eternal God who took your place. It is he who bears your sins. It is he who dies your death. It is he who is cast into the pit of hell and is forsaken by his Father so that you might be free. Turn away from your works, no matter how wonderful they may be. For salvation comes through faith in Christ alone. Turn away from your works, no matter how sinful and disgusting and abhorrent they may be, for Christ shed his blood to justify the sinner. He satisfies the wrath of God. He established a kingdom that will have no end from a glorious tree, and now he lives to give that kingdom to you. There is good reason why we have a large crucifix front and center. Salvation comes through Christ and his work alone. Here and here alone is why God is pleased with you, why God loves you, why he accepts you, why he has justified you and given you a place in heaven, because Christ has died for you. There is good reason why we have a crucifix leading the procession, because Christ and his death alone are your salvation. Men still try to violently apprehend the kingdom by their works. Yet the king desires to give it away for free. It is by grace that you are saved through faith. What is won on the cross is now freely preached into your ears and placed on your tongue so that this verdict of justification might become yours through faith alone. It is not the good people who are saved, but it's those who believe that are saved. It is not the bad people who go to hell, it's those who do not believe that are condemned. And faith alone receives that righteousness of Christ. The goodness and the satisfaction that he makes is freely given, and faith receives it. Faith believes the word to be true. Faith believes the sacraments reveal the heart of God because they give us the cross of Christ. So this divine service is not focused on what you can do for your God, but it is focused on what God has done and is doing for you. What he has done by his cross, and what he is doing for you in his word and supper. For through the word and the sacraments, Christ continues to rule this earth so that sinners might be justified before him. So the church is in constant need of a reformation. What happened 500 years ago can't be a one and done. The church is in constant need of a reformation because our fallen flesh remains the same as theirs and still tries to take the kingdom of God by our own works. On a large scale, God has used men like Dr. Luther and many others to lead her away from her works and back to Christ. We thank God and commemorate his work. On a small scale, God has used men, women, perhaps even children or parents to lead our focus away from ourselves and back to Christ. For our certainty of salvation, our certainty that we are pleasing to God and acceptable to him, is found in Christ, in his work on the cross and in his gifts given in the means of grace. So our hearts are captivated to the reign of Christ, or are held captive by the reign of Christ, because they are held captive by that word of God which alone can save. So once more we boldly confess that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.